trouble time. You better think I lose my mind, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Are on CITR Radio, another week of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Big show today, back into some interviews. We have Joe Keithley from DOA, who have recently played their last show in Vancouver. I caught up with Joe Keithley a month or so back. I've finally been able to edit up the interview and play it for you today. That's coming up actually in the early part of the show. And of course, this is your home for great new Australian and Canadian music. There's going to be plenty of that coming up in the second part of the show. And something really interesting, a little treat for you today. Nardwa the Human Serviette has done a lot of work over the years, not only in radio but in music, as well as vocalist for the Evaporators. And he's done all sorts of little side projects here and there, and I just randomly discovered a project that he worked on. He did vocals for one track for a band called Proto Clip. That was on Scratch Records out of Vancouver. And Nardwa contributed vocals to one quite a out there crazy number on a 7-inch EP that I actually tracked down here and was completely. You're going to hear a Nardwa screaming along to some really fascinating music by Twerto Clib. I don't know too much about the lifespan or longevity of that band, but interesting project and a really wild track and very early Nardwa vocals. So that's something really exciting to stick around for, but a lot of exciting things to stick around for today, because Joe Keithley from DOA is being interviewed. That will be coming up quite soon, and lots of tracks from DOA. It's sad that DOA have played their last shows, but you know, you never know, they could be back. Joe did recently run for nomination for the NDP for the upcoming election. He wasn't successful in that nomination, but he campaigned hard and touched a lot of hearts, and his are very clear. That's coming up, interview with Joe Keithley from DOA. But first up, let's just play. Usually I dig into all the music and play, you know, quite a few tracks off an album. Today I'm going to just only play two tracks, one from Australia, one from Canada. And just because I happened to randomly come across these CDs at home when I was cleaning up my CD collection. First up, I'm going to play for you a track from INXS from an early album called The Swing. I thought I'd play for you track 9 called Burn For You. We have played tracks from this record in the past. I think Original Sin. But Burn For You track 9 is another standout track. So that's from the INXS album The Swing, which came out in 1984. So I'm going to play that for you. And then, secondly, Bruce Cockburn. I can't believe it's taken me this long to kind of have a little look at Bruce Cockburn. He is a Canadian treasure, and it's only a matter of time before I really, I guess, you know, I definitely have to do some kind of special on him. But I'm not familiar enough with his work yet. But I'll give you a little teaser today. For a track, you know, the sort of music you might hear. I do have a couple of his LPs at home on vinyl, so maybe I'll get them out and start and do a little bit of research and listening, because he's just one of these artists who's, you know, had an extraordinarily long and fruitful career. Where does one begin? Well, I'm going to begin today with a track called Silver Wheels, which came out on a record from 1976, a 1976 record, and I'll get you the name of that record shortly, but I chose this because that's the track that is on this CD compilation that I found in my room going through all my old things. It's called Folk Heritage 3, some kind of compilation of folk music featuring artists like Michelle Schacht, Oyster Band, June Tabor, Andy White, and many more, and the familiar name of Bruce Cockburn popped up with this track, Silver Wheels. So So those are two tracks for you today to get us thinking about music from the past. In Excess, first up, with Burn For You. So this came out in 1984 on the album The Swing, and then right after that you'll hear some Bruce Cockburn. Okay, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I hope you like what you're about to hear. Thanks for tuning in. Good evening.
Then explodes, fragments resolve into white line code. World on silver wheels. Black earth energy receptor fields undulate under a gray cloud shield. We outrun a river color brick red mud that cleaves apart hills, soil rich as blood. World on silver wheels. Highway squeeze, construction scheme. Stop caution, hard hat, yellow insect machines. Silver steel towers, stock rolling land. Toward distant stacks with shout feet on demand. World. Sphere notches down, throws up silhouette skyline in brown. World on silver wheels. World on silver
Thank you.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Thanks for tuning in. You are on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at CITR.ca, anywhere in the world, streaming live. And you heard two tracks there from the past, one from Australia, one from Canada. First up was In Excess, and we heard a track there called Burn For You, which was from the 1984 record called The Swing. The lead single off that album was called Original Sin, and the album was recorded in New York City with Nile Rodgers. And that was a pretty big record. That's when In Excess was just starting to take off. Stayed in the top 50 for quite a while. And I guess that was just before they started to explode in North America. So you heard track 9 from the record, Burn For You. After that, a real change of pace, Bruce Cockburn, a track from In the Falling Dark, which was his 7th full-length album. He, of course, is a renowned Canadian singer-songwriter. So that album came out on True North Records in 1976. I played for you track 6 called Silver Wheels. And I definitely would like to do more of an extensive special on Bruce Cockburn once I become more familiar with the great man's music. So, give me a little bit of time on that. It's on the cards. I do recall seeing him play, actually, live. He's still recording, of course, and I saw him on his last tour when he came to Vancouver and was mightily impressed. So, I will dig into Bruce, get to know him a little better, become better acquainted, and then we'll bring the results to radio, do a little bit of a special. Speaking of a little special, it's time for DOA and Joe Keithley. Yes, it was amazing to have the chance to speak with Joe Keithley over the phone and record an interview. He's really a personable, confident man who's experienced a lot in the world of music through the vehicle of his band DOA, absolute pioneers of the hardcore scene in the west coast of North America. Along with Black Flag, DOA really were pioneers of the do-it-yourself, hard touring, hard playing aesthetic. And I'm going to play for you now a couple of early DOA tracks which should be familiar to a lot of people. First up is The Enemy, then World War III, some classic DOA, and then we're going to play for you two parts of an interview I recorded with Joe Keithley just a little while ago, and finally was able to edit this up for you. So here we go. This is DOA, legendary punk band from Vancouver, sadly no longer with us as of only 1 or 2 months ago, but anyway, here we go.
Talk
question, what kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
Welcome back to CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. You can find all the podcasts of the show at ozstrandedradio.com. That's the blog with lots of podcasts. And, of course, book and CD reviews. We have lots of CD reviews coming through from a contributor. Maya Abbey in Edmonton has been emailing through some great CD reviews, one a week at the moment. I'm quite amazed how she's able to come up with them so quickly, and they're very good. So they're at the blog as well, ozstrandedradio.com. And we're on Twitter, at OzStranded. And this is the show live right now. And we have a DOA. We just heard two tracks, absolute classics there, from the Something Better Change record, the debut record from DOA that came out. Well, the album was recorded between 1977 and 1980 and was released in 1980. And why are we playing this? Well, you're just about to hear part one of an interview I recorded with Joe Keithley, singer, songwriter, musical entrepreneur, and aspiring politician. Joe Keithley, yes, the man himself. So I attended the final DOA show in Vancouver just a few weeks ago. I spoke to Joe around that time of his nomination for to run for the NDP for Port Coquitlam. He was not actually successful in that nomination run, unfortunately, but nonetheless, I'm sure he will try again, and he did touch a lot of hearts. He's a well-loved man here in Vancouver, and you're going to see, you're going to hear now a little bit about his story and his connections with Australia. Whenever I interview an artist here, I always ask them what they know of Australia and any favourite touring stories or bands they know, things like that. So let's get into it. This is an interview I recorded with Joe Keithley of the punk band DOA, who are a seminal band from this part of the world, Vancouver, BC specifically. All right, so here we are. We're chatting with the legendary Joe Keithley of DOA, a fantastic punk band. For Australian listeners who may not be overly familiar, Joe has toured Australia, but first up, I wanted to ask you, in your book, Talk Minus Action Equals Zero, you mentioned your band, The Skulls, from way, way back.
Yeah.
Said you had a vocalist who was, quote unquote, the crazy Australian guy, in brackets, what other kind is there? I'm not going to disagree with that.
What other kind of Australian is there? You know what I mean, right? That's why they give you guys 10-year passports, so they don't come back, right?
Yeah.
I'm just joking. Australia is a great place, and I really enjoyed it the three times I've been down there. This guy's name was Lee Kendall, and he sang for our first punk band called The Skulls. You know, he sang for about a month, and our first show, and he kind of disappeared, you know what, and the 36 years since then, I've never heard from him again. So if he's listening out there, how you doing?
Yeah, that was my question. Where is he now? That I might have to put on my list of my life goals is to track this band down.
Yeah, he was funny. And then a bunch of the hippies, or like kind of rocker hippies, that were watching us, and it's like on a beach in White Rock, and we're all wearing black leather jackets, and they started hucking food at us. Lee picked up the food. We're all busy playing guitar, and threw it back at him, and then he challenged them all to a fight, right? It was pretty funny.
It's amazing the detail you put into your book on your memories, these specific memories. Do you have any anecdotes or memories of touring Australia, the vibe, at the very least, what it was like down there for you?
Well, I know that the first time we went there, the promoters, they thought it would be like a great treat if we went to Sydney Stadium, not the new one they built for the Olympics, but back in 93, and saw a rugby game. We thought, boy, that sounds like a great idea, right? So we arrived there, and we're all wearing, like, black shirts and long pants and jackets and stuff like that. Turns out it's like 40 degrees out or something, right? And we're sitting on the sunny side of the stadium. And then, of course, at halftime, we went and had a couple beer each. And we pretty well melted. Like, we're going, oh, my God, okay, this is it. This ain't Canada, right? So it was pretty funny. I think it was pretty interesting. It reminded me a lot of Canada in a lot of ways because of the big cities. You know, you're working away from, Brisbane down to Sydney, down to Melbourne, down to Adelaide. It's like traveling across Canada. It just took forever, right?
Mm.
And then, of course, we all wanted to, one of the main things, we couldn't believe that a lot of the trucks and buses all had these big bumpers on the front. And we go, what the heck is that? And we go, wow, that's a roo bump, roo bar. Yeah, that's it, right? And we go, oh, okay. And so, but we haven't seen a kangaroo, so with the guy driving the bus, and his name was Booza, but he didn't drink, but his name was Booza. Eventually became one of my best friends in the world. We were complaining because we hadn't seen any kangaroos, and so eventually turned the bus sideways and focused some headlights on them in the middle of the night. We finally saw some, right? So it was cool. And the band that opened up, this is that I'm at a loss for. Right?
Anyway, well, let's bring it back to here. And I actually work with a guy Josh who's in the band The Jolts here in the city, and he was telling me a bit about your history and how you really are on par with Black Flag in the terms of the pioneering efforts that you did way back and the sheer miles you did. Can you speak just briefly to what that was like, being a pioneer, doing that with no mentors and clocking in all those miles? Just the problems you must have encountered in the first 6 months or couple of years. Can you just speak to...
So basically, we became friends with Black Flag early on, so which became handy because what would happen that they would go on a tour and they would discover bands or discover towns or promoters that were either good or bad or unworthy or untrustable type thing. And we would do the same thing because we're both bands for crisscrossing North America, like constantly, right? You know, between 79 and 83 or something like that, let's say. And then, so what we would do, we'd trade contacts with them, right? Because we became pals. And so we could avoid the bad promoters and just go to the good towns. And, it actually worked out because a lot of times you could tell which one of the two bands had been there first. Because the next time you showed up, the first time there would have been no opening bands or there would have been like a rock and roll band opening or something like that. Then the next time there would be like punk bands, but you could tell which band had been there first because, if DOA was there first, then the opening band sounded a little bit like DOA. Or vice versa, they would sound a little bit like Black Flag. They'd been influenced that much too because, these were the first bands that people saw in North America, right? Yeah. Especially, not so much on the East Coast or the West Coast, but really in the prairies of Canada and across the Great Plains of the United States.
I mean, I've been reading about the scene. Vancouver really did have a vibrant punk scene at the time. What were some of the other bands or artists that joined you in the activism specifically?
Well, obviously the Subhumans would be one, right? And one of Canada's greatest bands. And everybody was pretty politically aware. It was a great scene. Consisting of bands like Point Six, Subhumans, DOA, Disrag, Sexatones, U-Jerk, Tim Ray. They're all a little bit different. The fun, interesting thing was that it wasn't all punk rock, but it was an amalgamation of anything kind of under that umbrella. So you had like punk bands, new wave, experimental, avant-garde, and there was an artist community within the thing too, like painting, sculptures, and photography and stuff like that. It was like a real little hotbed, and that's one of the things I alluded to earlier, is that because Vancouver was a complete backwater and on nobody's radar whatsoever as a cultural center, that everybody, we just banded together and had to try harder, right?
Mm.
And that's part of the thing that made why Vancouver had one of the most vibrant scenes in North America.
I won't with the rebel kind. I said, watch your step, I'm a rebel kind, and I won't toe the line. I got to warn you, keep your head up, you're messing with the rebel kind. I said, you're messing with the rebel kind. You get out of my way, you gotta think of sense. Yes, I say I'm on the road to ruin. They tried to break me long ago, cause I won't dance at two. I bend the rules till they break in half. Yeah, that's a fact. Don't take no crap, be my habitat. Hell yeah! Watch your step, on the rebel kind, and I won't draw the line. I got to warn you, keep your head up, you're messing with the rebel kind. I said you're messing with the rebel kind. Oh yeah! Tell me what to do. But I locked a bomb that's ready to blow. Better not like the fuse. I chew up the rules and spit them out. I won't fall in their trap. Don't take no crap in my epitaph. Hell yeah! Watch your step on the rebel kind. And I won't throw the line. I got to warn you, keep your head up. You're messing with the rebel kind. Yeah, you're messing with the rebel kind. Yeah! With the rebel kind. Well, watch your step, on the rebel kind, and I won't throw the line. I got to warn you, keep your head out, you're messing with the rebel kind. I said, watch your step, on the rebel kind, and I won't throw the line. I got to warn you, keep your head out, you're messing with the rebel kind. I said, you're messing with the rebel kind. I said, you're messing with the rebel kind. Hell yeah!
Now We'll say B, Peru.
I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You could buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community.
And special thanks to our major sponsors of the Fund Drive Finale Silent Auction, The Cobalt at thecobalt.ca, Travel Cuts UBC at travelcuts.com, and Chad Woodley at the Sanitary Electric Company at tattoosbychad.com.
And we're back on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM in Vancouver and streaming live on CITR.ca. Thanks for tuning in. There, the familiar sounds of DOA, the great Joe Keithley on vocals. That's a more recent record called Talk Minus Action Equals Zero, just from a few years back. You heard Rebel Kind and I Live in a Car. And I thought that second track there, I Live in the Car, was a good segue into the second part of the interview, because it's where Joe really talks about his belief in social justice and what moved him to nominate for the NDP. He really realizes that a lot of people miss out in this world, and he's always been adamant about campaigning for really, really good causes. He's contributed to at least 100 noting here on his website, at least 100 various causes relating to environmental issues, fair trade, union rights,
occupy for the 7 billion. We might get beaten, yeah, it might get robbed. Gotta kick their ass, that's enough, it's enough. We occupy, we're gonna occupy. We occupy, we're gonna occupy. We occupy, we're gonna occupy. We occupy.
Here at CITR Radio, we value your letters and feedback.
Dear Freddy Griswood, Bagshot, sir, I am nearly 60 and I'm quite mad, but I do enjoy listening. If this continues to go on unabated, Dunkirk, Dark Days of the War, Backs to the Wall, Alvalidel, Berlin Airlift, Moral Upheaval, a perfume case, young hippies roaming the streets raping, looting and killing. Yours, etc., Brigadier Arthur Gormanstrop, Mrs.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, facilitating moral upheaval since 1989.
CITR Radio and Strand of the Australian Canadian Music Show. Just a reminder again that the show blog can be found at AustrandedRadio.com. Lots of podcast goodness up there, including this one, which will be up very soon. You could be listening live now, streamed on CITR.ca. That wraps up our special on DOA and my interview with Joe Keithley, the lead singer and principal songwriter of that long-standing punk band who are no longer with us. Looks like they've wrapped up their final run of tour dates. And you heard, lastly, there are two tracks off their very latest release, the last album to come out by DOA, called We Come in Peace. The first track there featured a guest vocalist. Did you pick who that was? Of course, from the Dead Kennedys, Mr. Jello Biafra. And then we finished up with an acoustic version there of General Strike. And we heard there too my second part of the interview with Joe Keithley, who attempted to run for nomination for the NDP in the current election here in the province of BC. And he wasn't successful, but not to worry. I'm sure he will be back. He's met a lot of people, shook a lot of hands, and he speaks well. We do have David Eby, of course, running in the election, and he really made great headways last election, and we'll see. Things might shift here in British Columbia. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Thanks for tuning in. Let's keep it with punk for a little bit longer. Hole in My Head are a local group who are playing tonight at the Railway Club. If you are around Vancouver tonight, get on down. If you like what you're about to hear, Hole in My Head, featuring Al McKinnon on drums. Great, one of the great local drummers. I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks. First up, Get Out, and then Social Obligation. You can find both of these tracks on their Bandcamp site, holeinmyhead.bandcamp.com. So here we are on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Not too much longer yet. You had two tracks there from Hole in My Head, who are playing at the Railway Club tonight, 10 p.m. Still got time to get down. And up now, some more local music in Vancouver. This is a real treat for you. This is a radio debut for Jacqueline Dawn. Now, she is a young lady, a musician I've got to know at an open mic that I've been attending regularly at Mr. Brownstone's Pub, which is on Main Street. And every Monday night, there's a great open mic hosted by Darcy. And Jacqueline plays most nights. I've been trying to get up there too. I've only been learning guitar for a couple of years, and it's quite nerve-wracking, but yeah, I'm doing it. But Jacqueline is, she's been to music school, and she's quite accomplished. And this is a recording that she's done with, actually, I believe, a couple of the guys who might even be running the open mic, which is exciting. We'll fill you in more about Jacqueline Dawn in the coming weeks. I've invited her on the show, so this is just a little tidbit for you, a little taster. So the track is called Sideline, and here it is. This is Jacqueline Dawn, and you can catch her Monday nights. She plays at the open mic at Mr. Brownstone's Pub on Main Street in Vancouver.
Maybe I'll just keep you. $4 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistrude Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoon, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematic, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
And yes, we are still on CITR Radio. Right now, there's approximately 11 minutes left of the show. You heard another two great local tracks there. The second track was John Pippus with Howl at the Moon. He is a local musician. He does a lot of gigs in cafes. He's associated with the Trees Cafe. Might be the proprietor, possibly. I don't. I should look up John a little bit more because I was quite impressed with that track from the record Howl at the Moon. That's a title track. And before that, we heard Jacqueline Dawn. She, I believe, that is her radio debut. And you can catch her. She performs at Mr. Brandstone's pub each Wednesday night at the open mic there. I've been getting to know Jacqueline. That's where I go most Mondays. Try to do my little thing with the guitar, even though I've just been learning for not very long, just a little every year. Jacqueline's really quite a wonderful performer. And that was a song that she's recorded with, I think, maybe Alex and Corey, some of the guys who are associated with the open mic there as well. So that is Jacqueline Dawn. And yeah, definitely, we'll have her on the show too. We've talked about having Jacqueline Dawn come in to play a live set and chat. So this is CITR Radio. And yeah, about 10 minutes left to go. We haven't played any Australian music yet, which I've been neglectful of all day. We'll get to that at least one track before the end. But I did promise, for people who are listening at the start, I have a bit of a rarity. So today, this is by complete and utter fluke of a chance. I was reaching up, extending my arm as far as it could go in the record library, the CD library, to get to a CD that I was looking for. I was looking for something by the Bo Radleys, who were a shoegazer band from England, just for my own knowledge. I was curious about them anyway, so I reached what I thought was a Bo Radley CD, and I pulled out what was a compilation from Scratch Records from the mid-90s, early to mid-90s, Scratch Records, of course, being one of the great record labels here in the city. And so I look, oh, that's it, that's exciting. I flipped on the back, and there was reference to a band called Twerdo Kleb. Now, I showed Nardwa, the human serviette, happened to be here in the studio prepping his show, and I said, Nardwa, have a look at this. You must know a lot of these old bands. He said, yeah, certainly. He said, that band there, Twerbo Kleb, they invited me to do vocals on one of their tracks. You should check it out. I'm like, fantastic. So the actual 7-inch EP that song was recorded on is actually here on the station, and I'm holding it in my hands right now. So this looks like a 1992 release on Scratch Records. The band is called Twerdo Kleb, TWERDOCLEB. It's the Nat EP. And there's a track called St. Francis in the Wood. And Nardwa, the human serviette, who was working at Scratch Records at the time, was invited to guest on vocals. So the band on the back here, we've got Sean Elliott on lead guitars and vocals. Lenny Morgan. There's also Keith Parry, who we know, of course, who's still the proprietor of Scratch Records. Mike Rohalli. And Nardwa, guest vocals on St. Francis in the Wood. So let's play it. Here it is. It's a wild track. It really is. And you'll definitely recognize the voice of Nardwa, who, of course, went on to become the singer of the Evaporators and the long-standing DJ here at the radio station. Of course, he was already
doing his show at that point. But anyway, the point is, this is very early Nardwuar, very, very rare, extremely rare Nardwuar, the Human Serviette on vocals on this track, St. Francis in the Wood by Twerdo Kleb, Scratch Records, 1992. And how wild was that? That was the vocals of Nardwuar, the Human Serviette, a very, very rare track from a band called Turbo Kleb, where Nardwuar guest vocals on that band, that session on that day in 1992. That is on Scratch Records release Turbo Kleb, the Nat EP. There you go, going back, a bit of history there. So thanks to Nardwuar for pointing that out, because I waved that compilation in front of him. Hey, look, Nardwuar, I found this Scratch Records compilation in the library. What's all this about? Do you know these guys? Oh yes, that was me on one of those tracks. So there you go. That's how you got to hear that today. So we are almost done. We've got 4 minutes left of the show. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Thanks for listening. Each Friday you can hear the show and go to the web and type in ozstrandedradio.com and you can find the podcasts and CD reviews as well that we're putting up semi-regularly as well. And we're on Twitter at ozstrandedradio. Thanks for tuning in. Well, I kind of neglected Australian music again for another week. That's 2 weeks in a row. I'm very sorry for Australian listeners, but you've got to learn a lot about the music of Canada. Crammed into the last 2 weeks. But let's leave you with one track from Australia. This is PVT. Excuse me. With the latest release called Homo Sapien. I'll play you the title track. So they're a London-Sydney-based kind of project. Very innovative blend of rolling synths and vintage drum machines and very arresting rhythms that creates an exotic spread of evolved noise pop. That's off the little press release. So let's hear Homo Sapien by PVT, African Rhythms up next, and David has a special guest, a Brazilian guitarist, which is really cool. Okay, thanks for tuning in. This is PVT. My name's Matt. This has been Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Bye for now. I'm
I will say B, Peru.
I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You can buy a new car. You just want...
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community. Here's to another 75 years of campus and community radio.
Could your project use a little more funding? On Saturday, April 6th at Cineworks, it's Grant Writing Demystified, Guidance for Independent Media Artists. join instructors Peg Campbell and Walter Kwan from the BC Arts Council as they delve into the domain of public funding for film and video projects and grant writing for arts councils. For more information, go to cineworks.ca/events.
Donuts each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.